Central Volunteers play right here. Welcome to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network and the Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine pregame show, sponsored in part by Central Alabama Community College, Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, First Bank of Alabama, Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit, the Law Office of Tyler Sims, Timber Elite Auctions, Toyota of Sylacauga, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Blair Family Farm and Market, Hill Auto Sales, A&E Metal Roofing, Blues Car Wash and Lube, Piggly Wiggly of Lineville and Ashland, Matthews Meat Market, First State Bank, Buddy's Sports Country, First Capital Insurance, Highway 9 Tire, The Drugstore, Coke Foods of Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas District, State Farm Agent Mike Coleman, Southern Cabinet Company, Williams Parts and Supply, Atkinson Homes, Harris Plumbing and Electric, Poultry South, Central Physical Therapy, Integrity Cabinets, Honey's Cafe, Sassy's Convenience Store, Spencer Loveless at Southeastern Land Group, Bama Guns and Outfitters, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority, Clay County Tire and Retreading, Clay County Economic Development Council, Ann's Flowers and Gifts, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ashland Auto Parts, Superior Pest Control, and Bucks Island.
We welcome you here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network and Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Jeremy Character down on the stats, Heath Stroud working on the stream behind us to get it up and going. And we're here for a big area matchup, Coach. We're about to have the tip, but real quick, we'll look quickly at the A&E Metal Roofing keys to the game.
Well, the first time we played this Briarwood team on the road, we got off to a bumpy start and never recovered from that, losing that game 43-12. So I think the biggest key we face today is we have got to get off to a better start. And we won Tuesday's game against Shelby County. So coming in with a little bit of momentum tonight, we need to use that momentum and get off to a good start.
As the tip is controlled by the Volunteers at Cook Foods of Ashland. Tip off. Looking real quick at the East Central Alabama Gas District starting lineups for the Volunteers. Stevie Giddens, Brandy Searcy, Ramiah Billingsley, Deshante Ward, and Blair Wheeler. Lady Balls with the basketball and is tipped out of bounds by the Lady Lions. We get it inbound and almost stolen. Searcy gets it out the top of the key, and the Lady Balls will reset.
And looks like we're going to have to do some patience here today as Briarwood has opened up in a zone, a 2-3 zone.
Wheeler, they get the ball to Wheeler. Her shot's up and no good. And on the run, the Lady Lions are layup and unable to control it. Volunteers had it. Stevie Giddens unable to control it. It'll go out of bounds.
And as you can see on that first rebound there, it looks like they want to push the ball and play at a fast tempo. And I think we want just the opposite. We want a slower tempo.
There's a drive to the basket by Annotator Baker. You, Coach, this is like replays. This is almost the exact same starting five, not only as the first time for the Lady Lions, but as last year.
That's right.
So they were younger players. We discussed that last year, and now they're very mature players. Volunteers doing a great job of beating the press and getting a layup and in. And the Lady Balls, that was a really good job by the Lady Balls moving that ball right there.
Yeah, we executed, made three passes on layup.
LaShante Ward with the layup. Almost a steal up at the top by Searcy. Cross court there. Three-pointer up and no good. That was 13, Sasha Municher. There's a shot up and good, and we're tied at two.
And that's Emma Curley. One of their better players.
Emma listed at 6'1", Coach. She's a senior for the Lions. And there's a steal on the press, this time by the Lions. A block by Billingsley, and they're going to call. Well, that's a, if he can't say that.
Well, Billingsley is going to pick up the foul.
Well, he said she hit her on the hand, which she didn't. If she's done anything, she pushed her in the back. So
It all started with a bad pass across the court, all the way across, and you never want to, against a zone press, you don't want to throw the ball from one side of the floor to the other.
Baker's first free throw's up and good.
Unless it's a diagonal pass.
Billingsley felt like she got the clean block, but the official said she got her on the hand.
And you know who's going to win that argument.
And she hits them both in 4-2. There's the ball kick. Coach, I watched a little college girls basketball last night.
I bet I know which game you watched.
You
because
did.
I did too.
And I usually don't, but it kind of got me glued. And it was a great game.
Yeah, I couldn't tear away from it.
But of course, we're Auburn fans with a big win by the Auburn Tiger team over the ranked, 15th or 17th ranked Alabama Crimson Tide?
Yeah, Alabama 17-1 in coming into that game.
Big win for Auburn. They've kind of rebuilt. Did Auburn even win an SEC game last year? I was thinking they didn't.
I don't remember. They just beat Florida, you know, Sunday, and then Alabama last night. But they're still in a rebuilding mode.
Billingsley will pull the three in and out. I thought, good-looking shot there from the left wing. Does it go? Yeah. Rebound to the line.
It rattled all around.
Pushing it up to four. That's Baker. Baker's shot don't go. Wheeler comes in and got the ball, but they're going to call a foul on Blair Wheeler. I really liked Blair's aggressiveness there, and I hate she got called for the foul, but...
Well, you know, Blair's coming off a player of the game performance against Shelby County this past Tuesday.
She was our Piggly Wiggly player of the game. And she makes the second. There's another. Steal on the press. Runner up. No good there by Emma Curley. As you said, that's a six. What did I do?
Where are you hunting?
I'm hunting my keys. Bones needing something here. There's a shot. Was that Stevie Giddens? Billingsley.
Billingsley. That was Billingsley.
5-4 right now. The Lady Vols hanging in there with Briarwood. There's a runner, no good. Coach, right now, Curley not on for the Lions, and that's making a big difference. Jumper, no good. Rebound Ward, and Lady Vols a chance to take the lead here. 4:54 to go in the opening quarter here. That Buddy Sports Country, and there's up and down.
Well, Ashante thought she had a shot and got up in the air, and there was a defender there, and she just came down with it rather than trying to force it off.
Yeah, and then she, I don't know, Coach, she went back up and thought she'd done good there. That would have been a good move if they wouldn't have called it, I guess.
Well, one key here, and we've already seen this, we've got to limit them to one shot, not let them offensive rebound.
There's the three fired up in and out there by Curley. They get it back to Curley, top of the key, over the left wing. That shot up short, no good, and Ward with a rebound. Right now the line shot's not falling, which is leaving the Lady Vols right in there with them.
That's right. They're not falling, but they're getting more than one every possession.
Giddens, and Giddens' pass is stolen away there by number three. That's Anna Tatum Baker. Baker looking to take it all the way to the goal. She does. Good defense there by Stevie Giddens. Now, but number 23 gets a rebound and goes up. Coach, I don't have a 23. Who is that? You have a 23?
I don't.
Now, that's an issue.
She didn't start.
Well, she's not even on my roster, so.
And I think that foul was on Billingsley again.
That could be an issue with two early fouls there for Billingsley.
No, I don't have a 23.
She made the first free throw, and it's 6-4 Lions. Made them both. They've been good from a free throw line, which is the difference in the game right now at 7-4. And the turnovers also. Baker's three-pointer good. First one to find the bottom of the net. And Coach Bishop is going to call a 30-second timeout. So he takes this timeout. We'll take it with him right here. Lady Vols trailing the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions 10-4 here on the Southern Union State Community College. Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
You may not think about it often, but propane supports everyday life in quiet, dependable ways. It warms living rooms on cool mornings and heats water after long days. And it powers the simple routines that make a house feel like a home. Across our communities, Coosa Valley Propane provides the propane service many families and farms rely on throughout the year. Coosa Valley Propane, a subsidiary of Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
We come back to you. Balls get the ball up the floor. Barely, but they get it there. Open shot by Searcy. She don't take it top of the key. Billingsley will take the jumper. It rims out no good, and the rebound goes to number 21, Clara Anderson, and the Lions. There's a pass almost stolen away by Billingsley. A good pass down low to number 23, Delaney Whitehead. We got her name during the break. Jeremy Carrick doing a good job of that. And she's got four, and the Lions lead 12-4. Oh, my goodness. I thought that was a...
I hope that's not Ramiah. I think it was. According to my calculation, she's got three fouls.
Well, she's coming out, Coach, so I think that'll be your answer. No, what? She's staying in. I'm going to say one of them fouls wasn't on her.
You're probably right. Right now, they're 6 out of 7 at the free throw line.
She made them both. 14-4, 10-point lead here by the Lady Lions.
Right now, their press. Their press is bothering us.
Billingsley runs right by it, and it's blocked. And we're going to step on the baseline. Ella Higgins got the ball, but her foot was touching the line.
Yeah, we're having trouble advancing the ball up the floor against the press.
We've done a really good job. That was a travel. Right now we're not really doing a whole lot on those first couple of steps. It looks NBA-ish. There's a shot up and no good. And the Lady Vols get the rebound. Stevie Giddens had a good look, but unable to handle the pass. She was shooting it before she caught it, I think, Coach. Billingsley dribbles around left wing, back over to Searcy. Searcy wide open three from the top of the key. It's long, no good. Rebound to the Lady Lions, and that's Emma Curley, and they're back on the move. Curley all the way down, 8-foot jump shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. Billingsley has got it, and they're going to call a foul on number 32, Curley.
And that's Curley, and she's playing very aggressive, particularly on offense.
And I think they're going to substitute Curley at this time.
Well, she's running with a wide-open motor, that's for sure.
And I'm going to tell you, her 6'1 length is can be really tough.
It's going to be a reaching foul on number 21, Anderson.
Volunteers for the basketball. 10-point deficit here. They trail 14-4 to the Lady Lions. Lions undefeated in region play, or area play, I should say. the odds on favorite, obviously, to. I don't know how many they've gotten to play, Coach, but it could likely be just one more after this one. That's what we have.
Yeah, it's winding down, that's for sure.
The area play.
They've already played both games with Sylacauga and us, so they could only have one with Shelby County remaining.
So a win here would lock them into the to the area regular season champions, and they would be hosting the area tournament in girls. In boys action, they're tied with Sylacauga. They split with Sylacauga in boys action. So I'm gonna say Sylacauga's pulling for the balls in the boys game.
I bet they are.
There's a shot up, no good.
Barring an upset, you know, they're going to be having to flip a coin.
There's a tip up. Right now, they're just out rebounding this on the offensive.
They're murdering us on the offensive boards.
There's a good inside-out move for the Lions. Three-point shot up off the top of the backboard.
Another rebound. Tops in play.
We're all running under the goal, Coach. And they're shooting threes, and they're bouncing over our head every time.
Now they're getting rebounds at midcourt.
Well, that one was all the way. That one was about 75 feet, Coach. 6 rebounds on that possession already. And they've got 14 total here in the first quarter. There's a steal by Stevie Giddens. Giddens dribbles to the basket. Shot up, no good. A lot of contact, but no whistle. And the Lions are going to try to go all the way. That shot's blocked. And that'll end the Buddy Sports Country first quarter with the Lady Vols trailing 14-4 to the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions. You're listening here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Matthews Meat Market. Now, back to the action.
It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Weems. We got the stream up right now. He's Stroud on the stream. Jeremy Character on the stats. Speaking of those stats, Coach, look, glance over there and see what Character got there in that first period.
Well, it doesn't look good on the turnover situation. We turned the ball over 9 times that quarter, and they only turned it over 3, and they out-rebounded us 14-5 because of their work on their offensive board. So, and we only scored 4 points. So we got some work to do here.
Claire Anderson just laid one in on the opposite end. We're down by 12 now. Billingsley fires up a 3. It is out of bounds as it didn't find anything, and it's no good. And that'll be the turnover there, and then Lions will head the other way. Right now we're not winning any battle, is what you're saying pretty much, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, they're winning every statistical battle. And, you know, we've had some good shots and didn't make them. And I promise you, you know, when you just score 4 points a quarter, that's not going to win you very many.
Lions taking a 3-pointer. That one's off the rim. And right now the thing is, Coach, as you said, they're really not shooting it well, are the Lady Lions. That's the differential. That's the only reason we're still within that 12 points.
Yeah, we could be much further behind. And, you know, we only scored 12 against them in the game that we played at Briarwood. They beat us 43-12 that night.
Seriously, with the basketball, top of the key, 6:43 to go here. In the Matthews Meat Market second quarter, and the Lady Balls are trailing 16-4. Billingsley has almost stolen but tipped away there.
We're throwing some careless passes, I'm telling you that, is leading to some of these turnovers. And right now, their height inside is forcing us into a perimeter game. And unfortunately, we're not hitting those shots on the perimeter. And we just turned it over again on the baseline.
And that was actually a good pass. Seriously, just wasn't ready for it. And she would have had a wide open shot had she caught it and been looking for it.
It looks like we may be in a 1-3-1, trying to control their post player.
There's a good underneath.
Good ball movement.
Pass, and number 24, assist by Emma Curley. Number 24, Coach, I don't have a 24. Who's number 24?
24 is Grace Garrett.
Okay.
Shot up and no good. Billingsley follow. Still no good.
Well, that's one of the few offensive rebounds we've got. This Curley goes all the way to the basket, but got herself too far under and unable to make the shot.
I like the way she plays, Curley. She plays wide open.
Up to Giddens, Giddens shot, and she's fouled.
That foul goes on Emma Curley. I think that be number two on her.
Giddens makes the first.
To show you the difference in our shots and theirs, they've been to the free throw line for 8 shots, and these are our first 2 that we've attempted.
Second one no good, but seriously gets a rebound.
We need to just slow down against the zone.
Billingsley jumper up, no good. Rebound there to Glenn. Glenn kicks it out to Giddens. Giddens fires up the 3. It's short, no good. I tell you, their defense, Coach, we're having trouble getting an open look. We're just having to force
shots. Yeah, they're playing very good defense.
There's Curley looking to drive, kicks it back out. They stretch our defense too, Coach. They take advantage of anything you give them. This is a really good girls basketball
team. It is. They're well coached. You know, their zone offense, very good.
We had 5 girls down there against 1, Coach.
And she got the rebound.
And the 1, which is the shortest player on the floor nearly about, got the rebound.
And eventually there, Stevie Giddens ends up picking up a foul. It's a shooting foul, so it'll send Garrett to the line for a couple.
First free throw's up, no good.
Yeah, they're getting to the free throw line pretty frequently.
18-5, 4:47 to go here in the Matthews Meat Market second quarter. Lady Balls trail, and she misses them both. But they get the rebound. That shot over the backboard.
That was Sarah Travis rebounded that right under the goal and put it back up, and she shot it completely over the top of the backboard. You don't see that very often.
No, and she's a very good player, a good shooter, but she's usually an outside shooter. I think she forgot she wasn't shooting outside on that one. She shot 3-point strength from 3 feet.
And it sailed over the backboard.
I mean, seriously, a fire, a force up a 3 and knocked the pad off the backboard.
Yeah, that hit the pad and knocked it loose.
I mean, it really did. That's not a joke. Oh.
Yeah.
I have to get the ladder out.
Accuracy was a little off.
This Broward Lady Lions team put the pressure on you, Coach. Make you make you do things you wouldn't normally do. There's a shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound, goes out of bounds off to the lines, and the Lady Vols will have it 8. But again, here we are, 3:49 to go in the half, and we're only trailing by 13 points.
That's right. It could be a lot worse, believe me.
The shot different by the shot differential, I mean, it wouldn't even be Billingsley a fire up a long three. That's up no good. Searcy gets a rebound, puts it back in. Good job by her. And then that lead's cut down to 11, 18-7.
Finally, our first field goal here in the second quarter. They move the ball very well.
They do. This zone seems to be slowing them down a little bit, Coach. And I talked right into that one. Sasha Municher nails the three, and they're up 21-7.
They've made 2 threes now in this game. Now Steele on the other end.
Oh. Drive to the basket. She turned her back kind of out of control, but she gets bailed out with a foul call.
Yeah. She literally turned her back and just flipped it up. And the foul is on, I think, Mariah Gibbons.
And that'll send number 3 to the line. Adam Tatum Baker shooting 2.
And the reason they're getting to the free throw line so often, one reason, is the second shot attempts they're taking. That's where we're fouling them.
Made the first.
Baker 3 for 3 now at the line.
Now free throws up and good. 23-7 now. The Lady Lion lead, 2:36 to go in the first half. Giddens got by with a little extra.
She got by with about a four-step walk.
But wisely throws it off the leg of a Lady Lion over in the corner. Billingsley on the inbound play fires up the three. It's no good. And you watch the Lady Lions get in position for the rebounds, Coach. They know how to get in position and block out well. This is a very good basketball team. Be interesting to see how they assume.
Good guard play and pretty good size.
Almost a charge, and they're going to call the block.
And that will go on Anderson. Her second foul. We thought it was a shooting foul, but it's an inbound situation.
Billingsley, good pass by Billingsley, and the shot is up and good by Mariah Gibbons. Good drive, Coach. Went up from about 8 feet. Dished it off.
And drew the defense, too. But that's negated on the other end by Baker.
Is heating up from three, and it's 26-9. Ball for the basketball, trailing 26-9. Billingsley dribbles up top of the key. Over to Steve Begins in the corner, and she's fouled. And that's going to be on Baker. No, it's not.
It's on 24. Garrett, I think.
I didn't even see her around there.
They're very aggressive on defense. They're active with their hands is where they're picking up a lot of fouls. And they're changing. They're playing man some and zone some.
Billingsley with the ball right wing. 1:10 to go in the half and throws it away across. tried to go across court over to Giddens, and Giddens just out of her reach. It hit her hands, but she just couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, it's good to skip pass, you know, around the zone, but across court, still a dangerous pass.
You have to go overhead, Coach, across court. That's asking for trouble. Right now, the balls have made the Lions go to the three for the most part, and then they try to force it down low, and we get the steal. Mariah Gibbons with a steal down there. Billings over to Giddens. Giddens pulls up from three, shot up, no good. Rebound Searcy. Searcy back to Billingsley. Another three-pointer. It's no good. We're getting a few more rebounds, but unable to make them count.
Ramal is really struggling with her shot here today.
And we're going to get a timeout by the Briarwood Christian coach. And as she takes this timeout, we'll take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, Natural Gas, comfortable, responsible.
The freshest farm-raised meats. Stone ground meal and grits. Farm-to-table jams, jellies, salsa, and more. Blair Family Farm and Market. The official farm-to-table meat provider of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Weems. Jeremy Character. He's straight on the stream. Coach Herron's in the building, too, around here.
He's here somewhere. Let's see what they drew up during that half timeout.
They're down to 6 seconds here.
That's what they wanted.
Baker, a three-pointer. They got her open shot. And there's going to be a foul call as the buzzer sounds. And that's going to send number 24 to the line, shooting two to end the half. That's Grace Garrett.
Yeah, Blair Wheeler picked up that foul. It was a shooting foul. So it's going to send Garrett to the free throw line yet again for two more.
She missed the first. I think the key there for Blair was Blair kind of leaned down with a, you know, young player. Instead of just going straight up, and I think she would have blocked the shot either way, she kind of leaned over. They put 3 seconds back on the clock. I thought there's no way there was 3 seconds.
There shouldn't be 3 seconds.
That's point three.
Now it is. It was three.
Yeah. And she missed them both, so that's where we'll end the half with the Lady Lions leading the Lady Vols 26-9 here. Boys action will follow. Big area matchup here as the Vols are hosting the Briarwood Christian here from Central High School of Clay County. We'll take a little break, total up some stats, and come back and move into the Wiggins Parts and Supply Halftime Show right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. The Clay Central Sports Network is brought to you by First Capital Insurance.
We value the relationships we've built over the past 30 years, and we cannot wait to begin new ones in 2026. First Capital Insurance would like to welcome you to our family this year. Whether you are looking for protection for your home, auto, farm, business, or the peace of mind that comes with a life policy, First Capital Insurance will be there when you need us. We would love the opportunity to take care of your insurance needs in 2026. Our phone number is 256-396-2131, and we are located at 575 East College Street in Lionville.
At First State Bank, we believe in the power of local. Your deposits help fuel local businesses, support local home ownership, and build a stronger community for us all. Our focus is on this community, and it's been that way for more than 50 years. First State Bank has been a stable financial institution for this area through good times and through bad. With locations in Ashland, Lionville, and Wedowee, First State Bank is looking to build an even brighter future right here in our backyard. First State Bank is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. First State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Jeremy Character, Chris Heron, and also Heath Stroud. We've got a little internet. If you're watching on the stream, we apologize. Hopefully things get up, but we can't control internet speed, and we're having a little issue there. But right now, our audio should be good if you want to flip over to Classic Country 90.9, or hopefully things are watchable there on the stream. But, Coach, as we look back at this first half, Lady Vols trail 26-9 here, really just domination by a really, really good Briarwood Christian Lady Lions team.
Well, this is a very balanced team, as you'll see in a moment when we go down there scoring. But good guard play, good inside presence, and good a very good rebounding team. But right now, the Volunteers have turned the ball over 13 times, and it's kind of limited what we can do offensively with the 13 turnovers. We've only gotten off 23 shot attempts. And in the meantime, Briarwood has only turned the ball over six times, and they have 22 rebounds, and a good bit of those rebounds have come on their offensive end. And so that's allowed them to take 35 shots at the goal. So, you know, the more shots you take, the more you're going to hit, and they've had 12 more attempts than we have. And then you combine that, they've been to the free throw line 14 times, and they've hit 9 free throws. They've hit as many, they've got as many points on free throws as we do all together. We only have 9 points, and they've made 9 free throws. So when you look at their scoring, Ann Tatum Baker leads their scoring right now with 10 points, and she's 4-for-4 at the free throw line, and has hit 2 3-pointers. And then the rest of their scoring pretty balanced. Emma Curley and Delaney Whitehead, both of those girls with 4 points each. And Sarah Muniker also chipped in with a 3-pointer. And then Stevie Giddens has 3 points. And we only have 4 field goals. Stevie has one. Brandy Searcy has one. And then Billingsley and Ward each with a field goal. So right now we're struggling. A lot of our struggles is due to their defense. They're Briarwood playing extremely good defense. They're a mixture of 2-3 zone and man-to-man, and then they've thrown some full-court pressure at us that's bothered us as well. And they're playing at a fast tempo. They like to play fast, and they've kind of forced us into playing that fast game with them, and I think that's some of our turnovers can be attributed to the fact that we're playing at such an extremely high tempo. But right now, it's 26-9 at halftime, and quite honestly, it could be a lot worse if Briarwood had shot the ball a little better from the floor. But that's where we are at halftime.
Briarwood kind of got it going there in the second period and really stretched it out. We'll see what can happen. We'll come back. We'll take a little break, come back, and then we'll look at those Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments. Coach Williams will take us through those and get ready to roll into the Highway 9 tire third quarter when we come back right here on Classic Country 90.9 on the Southern Union State Community College Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
At First State Bank, we believe in the power of local. Your deposits help fuel local businesses, support local home ownership, and build a stronger community for us all. Our focus is on this community, and it's been that way for more than 50 years. First State Bank has been a stable financial institution for this area through good times and through bad. With locations in Ashland, Lineville, and Wedowee, First State Bank is looking to build an even brighter future right here in our backyard. First State Bank is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. First State Bank, member FDIC. And equal housing lender.
Since 2000, Harris Plumbing and Electric has proudly served Clay County with hometown pride. From trusted power tools like Stanley, Milwaukee, and DeWalt to GE scratch and dent appliances, they offer quality without breaking the bank. Plus a full service lumber yard and building materials for every project. Harris Plumbing and Electric is located at 75 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland. Available on Facebook or by phone at 256-354-5600 and is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Is your car trying to tell you something? That constant rumble, that pull to the side. It's time for a checkup at Highway 9 Tire in Lineville. They're more than just a tire store. Highway 9 Tire offers a full range of services to keep you safe and moving throughout the upcoming holiday season. Whether you need a new set of tires, tire repair, oil changes, wheel alignments, or general mechanic work, they do it all, big and small. Locally owned and operated just north of the Highway 9 and 48 intersection, Highway 9 Tire, proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network. Are you tired of the old stressful car shopping? Hill Auto Sales in Lineville believes finding your next vehicle should be easy, and now they've made it even simpler. On your laptop, tablet, or phone, the website is buyfromhill.net. That's buyfromhill.net. You'll find the latest inventory of quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for you to browse. Buyfromhill.net features high-resolution photos, prices, detailed specs, and even a Carfax report. When you're ready for a test drive, Kevin Hill and Tim Carroll are ready to help. And remember, the Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales.
When you look to enhance your kitchen or bath, Southern Cabinet Company is your source. The official kitchen and bath retailer of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. It's Rusty Tatum, Coach Jerry Williams, Jeremy Character, also Heath Stroud, and Coach Heron is also Coach Chris Heron here. Coach, as we look, Volunteers trail 26-9. You know, you just kind of want to claw back a little bit at a time, if possible. But what would your Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments be?
You know, I think the biggest thing that we've got to do a better job on is rebounding. And, you know, you can see defensively when a shot goes up, Briarwood players, they're finding a person. They're putting a body on them. They're blocking out, and they're getting the rebounds because of that. And I think what we're doing, we're falling into a habit. We're turning and looking at the shot, and we're not attacking. We're not blocking out, and we're waiting on the ball to come to us instead of us going after the ball. So I think we've got to do a better job rebounding on both ends of the floor. And then another factor, you know, their defense is so good, it's making us take panic shots. And we're taking a lot of three-point shots, really, that we probably do not have a chance of making. And I think we need to slow down the offense, just move the ball, and wait till we get a good shot without it being a panic shot. We need to do those two things and then hope that they go extremely cold here where we can chip into this lead.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action.
As we come back, a quick steal here by the Lions, a drive to the basket. Defended well, and it's going to tip off the hand of a Lion, and we'll get that ball. So if we can keep just to keep them to that one shot, Coach, that'll be key in this second half.
Well, it will.
As we look them.
And again, you know,
here.
Try to run some offense without hurriedly doing it.
There's a good jump shot by Billingsley. About 6 feet, 6 or 8 feet, Coach. That's a good shot. Just didn't go. You'll take those, though.
Yeah, that was a good shot right below the foul line.
Curley with an open three. She fires it up. No good. On the rebound, they're going to say Ward was standing on the line, I suppose. They get it inbounded to Curley. Good up and under, but it does not go. And the Volunteers again hold them to that shot. And Giddens comes out with a rebound. Over to Billingsley. Billingsley drives down, and that shot is blocked there by Curley. Curley got a big advantage there underneath the goal.
Yeah. Billingsley can't go in there one-on-one against Curley.
Curley, I believe, blocked that shot from the floor. There's an open three-point error. It does not go. Rebound was by Ward, but Ward was held afterwards, and that'll be a foul on the Lions. Looks like it's number 10. Number 10 being Julia Thompson.
Well, and right now they're not scoring, and we're missing a golden opportunity to chip it away at that lead.
And there's Curley with a takeaway from Searcy. Curley drives to the basket, and she does score.
Well, we had a chance there to trim off and just couldn't do it.
Done a good job there of getting the ball inbounded quickly and didn't allow that defense to get set up. Billingsley with a good drive to the basket and lays it up and in on the finger roll.
Yeah, Billingsley found a little gap that time and was able to get to the rim and lay it in.
28-11. Curley looks to force it, and Billingsley with a steal. I'm seeing some signs of improvement here from the Lady Balls in the second half. We can just get the shots to fall. Billingsley over to Wheeler. Over to Giddens. Giddens with a pump fake. Kind of a forced runner there. Hits front rim. No good. Lines over to Baker. Baker looks to drive. Baker drives. Shot. Came out.
Nice left-handed layup.
And the bad thing is, I don't know how it didn't go down, but then after it is, we had three different girls with hands on it and couldn't gather it up, and it goes out of bounds. They get it into Curley. Curley's turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, Searcy. Searcy's on the run. Searcy all the way to the basket, couldn't get it to go. A little too strong, trying to outrun Curley. Think that sped her up a little bit. Lions come back up the floor, look over in the corner. Open three-point look. Hits rim, no good. We're all under the basket. Like it's just going to fall to us. There's a...
Yeah, we're waiting
our position,
to come to us.
Our positioning is not good on the long shots. And there's a good runner by Stevie Giddens. Lays it up and in, and the Lady Balls are cutting into this lead.
Well, we've outscored them 4-2 here. Trim two off of it.
28-13. And, Coach, 1 point away from matching our point total the first time we faced the Lions.
That's right. We had 12 that first game.
Curley with an open shot, and she drains it. I think that's her first three-pointer, and Coach Bishop's going to call a 30-second timeout. He takes this timeout, we'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Briarwood Christian Lady Lions lead the Vols 31-13 here with 4:38 to go in the Highway 9 tire third quarter.
Tired of the same old fast food routine? Looking for a place where the food is homemade and the folks are friendly? Honey's Cafe is serving up comfort food classics just like Grandma used to make. Daily lunch specials include meats like meatloaf, salmon, and chicken fingers with savory sides like mac and cheese, fried okra, and green beans. Also, the menu is full of a variety of salads, sandwiches, and burgers. Located 30 Park South Boulevard in Lineville, Honey's Cafe is excited to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
A personal injury firm that takes tremendous pride in helping those at the most desperate times in their lives. Farr and Associates, sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network video live stream, online at tfarlaw.com.
We come back. Billingsley's jumper up and good, and it's 31-15. Lead down to 16.
Law's picking things up a little bit offensively here in this third quarter.
Here's the problem. Curley's found her shot, coach. She drains another.
Two threes in a row for her.
We can't trade twos for threes. There's a good save by Stevie Giddens back to Blair Wheeler in front of our bench. Over to Billingsley. Billingsley over to Searcy. Searcy top of the key. Dribbles right back to Billingsley. Billingsley, good fake. Good move, and gets another shot to go. Billingsley making a little run, getting her shots to fall here. And she's hit three of those, coach, here in this Highway 9 entire third quarter.
Yeah, three of her four field goals right here in this quarter.
Lines with the basketball, Curley. Over to Baker. Baker back to Muniker. And there's a travel.
Little indecision there on Curley's part.
I think one of her players kind of stepped in front of her and made her slide step just a touch and caused the travel, which is a turnover for the Lions. There we beat the press just barely. Searcy. Right now they're physical underneath too. Bodies move when they go for the ball, coach.
Yeah, they're not afraid to challenge you.
Curley gets that set three-pointer again. It's no good. Giddens with a rebound. But we're keeping them to one shot most of the time, which is making a huge difference. Giddens over to Gibbons. Gibbons shot's good. Mariah Gibbons, that is. Mariah getting better and better. Another one of those eighth graders.
Played a lot here in this game tonight.
Well, missing Zakira Heffin of late, coach. The balls have probably gained some depth from it when she's able to come back. Billingsley on her again. They missed the shot, and one shot, and the balls get the rebound. Good look down to Wheeler, and Wheeler lays it up and in. And it's 34-21 as they're inching back.
Yeah, balls are on a little run here.
Moving the ball well and building some confidence, you feel like. And there's a shot again, and it's no good, but we throw it away. There's kind of shows the youthfulness of Gibbons, that we had time, just hold the basketball and let things kind of filter out, and she tried to force it and threw it away.
And it was a long pass back across the court as well. She'll learn.
Oh, she's a good player. That's just the speed of the game. Catching up to the speed differential from junior high to varsity takes a little while. There's an open three-point look. I'm going to tell you something, though. Coach, you Briarwood, you leave any one of them open for just a second. They know what they're going to do with it.
They'll take it.
They're shooting it. And any of them can hit. Up to Giddens. Giddens looks down to Wheeler. Wheeler's shot up, no good. Wheeler probably got a little too deep in her position in there. But a good bounce pass by Giddens. Baker's has it stolen away by Giddens. And that ought to be. She just run and hit her in the back.
Yeah, I think Baker a little upset about having the ball stripped from her on the other end and tries for the payback right there.
I could have very – if we was in a college game, Coach, that would be one you'd look at.
Yeah, you'd go review that. I mean, we've got a phone or stuff over here they can come look at.
Well, I don't know if Bones got the stream up. We might could look back on it. I don't know. Giddens fires up a three. It's short, no good, and it's out of bounds. Now, seriously, that looked like an intentional all the way to me. You run down the court and hit her in the back.
Well, she intended to foul. You know, I don't know how.
And if you're not going for the basketball, it's intentional. And it's hard. I guess you could go through the basketball through their back. I don't know.
Yeah. It was a funny-looking play. Some subs come in. Ward and Wyckoff and Hardy all check in for the Vols.
Try to finish out this third, Coach, trying to buy a little rest there for some of the starters. It's Coach Bishop. In a little 2-3 zone here of the ball. They get it down to Curley. Curley shot up, no good. Curley gets the rebound. All right. Little physicality there from the eighth grader. As Curley bounces off of her head a little bit.
Yeah, that's going on Gibbons.
Curley's shot, no good. Loose ball.
Now they're starting to get all those loose balls again.
Well, with this group out, I think that's they're all running under the basket, Coach, on every shot. That's hard to break. They don't get off a shot. They defended well, and it was a good third for the Lady Vols. We'll come back and recap it in just a second. It's 34-21. The Lady Vols have inched into this thing. Back cut that lead down to 13 with one quarter to go as we'll move into the first Capital Insurance fourth quarter when we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Integrity Cabinets was started in 2004 to manufacture custom cabinets with the promise to always conduct business with integrity. The owners have more than 75 years of combined experience in every facet of the cabinet industry. Their focus is on the customer to give them what they need and what they want. If you're looking to start your career or change the direction of your career, the Integrity team wants to talk to you. The website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now, back to the action.
As we come back, Coach, will you look over there at character stats and see how we look there in the third? A much better.
Well, we outscored them 12-8 that quarter, and they only had 3 field goals. And when you look at the turnovers, we cut ours down to 4 and forced 5 out of them. But, they still got us on the boards 9-7. So, still some work to do in that area.
Balls need to get something happening quickly here, but 34-21 is the score. They get it in to Baker. Baker kind of fell asleep there on that inbounds play and let Baker get underneath.
That's her first points, her first basket since the second quarter.
Seriously with the basketball, 7:30 to go. Not really sure what we're doing here. We're just all standing here. Had to get things situated, I guess. And it didn't work out well.
Yeah, Steve.
Turnover.
Stevie tried to drive the baseline and lost the handle.
There's a good spin move. Shot don't go by Grace Garrett. Rebound, Searcy. Searcy's up the floor. Dribbles down, pulls it back out. Swap pivot feet. No harm, no foul. She goes out to Giddens. Giddens shot up, no good. Rebound there. Emma Curley, that 6'1 height and leaping ability. They're just fits around her, she's getting it.
Yeah.
But they turn it over on the other end.
They were trying to push it. Had a person up the floor free, but the pass went out of bounds.
Billingsley They roll the ball all the way to half court, trying to save a little time. Billings is shot up and no good. Briarwood up the floor, and it is a three-pointer. And Anna Tatum Baker gets it going, Coach.
She's hit three three-pointers in this game now.
And that's 5 points here, just a minute and 45 seconds into this first Capital Insurance fourth quarter. There's a shot up, no good. Seems like Briarwood Lady Lions are turning it up a little bit here in the fourth.
They're getting their running game going.
There's a drive to the basket. It's no good, but she's fouled, and that's Grace Garrett. Foul. We'll see who's going on.
I think Wheeler was the signal.
I think it was. We need a big mirror or something across the way to hear it, see those number signals. There's a free throw up and good there by number 24, Grace Garrett.
She was 0 for 4 at the line until making that one.
She made them both. I guess she was due, Coach. It's like the Lions are going to take a full timeout. So they stretch the lead out to 20 here with 5:55 to go in the game. The boys' action will follow, so stick around right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Is it time for a career change? Cook Foods of Ashland Complex features a variety of careers with excellent benefits and room for advancement. Current openings include various hourly positions at our processing plant, feed mill, hatchery, and live hall department. Support staff positions are also available, such as accounting, HR, purchasing, QA, and truck drivers. The website is cookfoods.com/careers. Cook Foods of Ashland is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network. Go Vols!
Support for Classic Country 90.9 comes from the Law Office of Tyler Sims, providing legal services in personal injury, estate planning, criminal defense, and juvenile matters. The Law Office of Tyler Sims offers legal support with a focus on client care and community values. Tyler is dedicated to providing thoughtful and reliable service to his clients. More information is available at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims is the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Welcome you back here. That's Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Williams, Jeremy Character, Heath Stroud, and Coach Chris Hare, and all here from Central High School of Clay County. The Volunteers are welcoming in the Briarwood Christian Lions, and there's a steal. A lot of the ball fans wanted a foul. They didn't get it, but Anna Tatum Baker did get the lay-in.
Baker having a good quarter here with 7 points.
Baker a senior. A lot of seniors here on this Briarwood Christian team, Coach.
Yeah, this is their year if they're ever going to win anything.
Baker looks to drive, kicks it out to Clara Anderson. There's a drive to the basket by Grace Garrett. Grace, kind of the lone sophomore. There's two sophomore. The sophomores, Delaney Whitehead is also a sophomore. I found her on there. She was wearing number 11 before. It nearly took me the complete game, but I figured it out, Character. You know, just give me a little time. I'll get there. Garrett went back to her missed free throw there. Let's see if she can do it again, Coach. And she can. But they got the rebound, and they get another one, but lose it out of bounds is Emma Curley.
Garrett, that just shot the free throw, she's been to the line 8 times in this game and has made 2 of them. So maybe we need to foul her every time.
As soon as she gets the ball, just foul her. Probably need some more players on the bench. Here we go over to Giddens, three-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebound. Wheeler's got it, but she's pushed from Clara Anderson. We'll be inbounded it on our own baseline.
Anderson picks up her third personal foul.
Get it in to Giddens, back out to Wheeler. Wheeler over to Billingsley, right wing. Billingsley looking to drive. That's stopped. There, back to Billingsley. Billingsley will pull up from three and drain it. That's the first Toyota of Sylacauga three-pointer of the night for the Lady Vols, and the lead cut a little bit. It's 43-24, back down to 19.
Puts Billingsley in double figures for the night.
We barely got in double figures as a team last time we played.
No, we didn't at the half.
I'm talking about in the whole game. And there's the ball shot and short, and we're unable to gather it in, and that'll be
4 minutes remaining in this game.
43-24 is the lead here for the Lady Lions. Boys action will follow, as all area games are, a very important one.
That must be another foul on Wheeler.
And actually, from the math I do, Coach, the ball boys team and the ball girls teams have the third seed in the area wrapped up. They would have had a shot. A win tonight could give them a shot at a second place. But without a win tonight, I think they'll just end up third, regardless of what happens in the last game against Sylacauga. Which means you'll face the two seed. Good pass up to Billingsley to Giddens, but Giddens unable to get it to go. Giddens having a little trouble tonight finding the bottom of the basket.
She certainly is.
I'm telling you who's not. That's Anna Tatum Baker as she makes another one. 45-24, 3:25 to go here in the first Capital Insurance fourth quarter. Billingsley. They call a 3-second call. Coach Bishop felt like Billingsley's getting a little shove there, and I have to agree with him, Coach, but they hadn't been calling it all night, so I wouldn't expect them to start here with 3:15 to go. Hurley with a basketball. They got Billingsley with it. There's a good give and go to Baker, and Baker drives to the basket.
Yeah, she threw it in, broke to the basket, and got the pass right back for the lay-in.
Coach Bishop going to call a timeout here, 47-24, 2:56 to go. We'll take a break with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. The Lady Vols trailing 47-24 to the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions.
This is John Holder with High School Football Alabama. Before my family decides to crank up the grill, we make the trip to Matthews Meat Market. The location on Highway 78 near Oxford works for us, but the Lineville location on Highway 49 also has all of the same great quality meats. Whether you're looking for thick ribeyes or ground beef, Matthews is your go-to place. They also have Gulf shrimp, Boston butts and brisket, and even frozen vegetables. Matthews Meat Market, proud to sponsor local sports coverage on the Clay Central Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Clay County Tire and Retreading has been part of the Ashland community, providing tire and vehicle services for trucks, tractors, and family vehicles. They offer custom tire recapping, front-end alignments, and commercial tire service. Located at 83531 Highway 9, Clay County Tire and Retreading carries a variety of tire brands and ordering options. Phone 256-354-2515.
Where you live, Atkinson Homes is the official modular home of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
The rest of Tutter coach Jerry Weems, Heath Stroud, the Bone. Also Jeremy Character and Coach Chris Hare. And we're all here at Central High School of Clay County. If you show up and you want to come give us five knuckles or wave at us across the way, we'll wave back if we see you. Coach Herons is our designated waiver. And you know what? I don't think there's been a Coach Chris Heron jump ball in this game.
There, you know what?
That is shocking.
Right. You're right. There has not been one jump ball in
this
game.
You think we talked one in 226?
I've never seen a girls' game without a jump ball.
As Gibbons shoots the ball and is fouled, she'll go line shooting too. I don't ever remember one. I'm pretty confident we hadn't had one.
No, we haven't. Well, the only one, we did have one at the beginning.
Yeah. that's an opening tip. Coach, that's not really a jump ball because, you
that
know,
wasn't a forward
that's
jump
a
ball.
Cook Foods of Ashland tip-off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if anybody had bought that jump ball commercial,
they would be Coach Heron.
They wouldn't be getting their money's worth tonight.
Coach Heron is coming out of his check. Bones getting commission on that one. 220. She makes the free throw there in 40s. Boy, I'm going to tell you, if y'all just look back there at Bones, I mean, this whole thing is concerning him.
Is he streaming? Is it streaming?
Coach, that's a good question.
I mean, is it supposed to be?
Yes, it's supposed to be. He said it's on.
Okay. On or off?
It's on. I tell you, something I see seriously, and it hadn't cost her much, but instead of grabbing a rebound, lots of times she wants to just start pushing into a dribble. You see that a lot with a young player, and she needs to grab that ball with two hands and start to dribble, and that one cost her right there. Lions looking to just kill time here with 1:45 to go. 47-25. They're keeping the ball well away from the three-point line.
Working on their stall game. Until they get that back cut for a layup.
Will Fowler, that was Julia Thompson being fouled. See who they got on the foul. I think it's 14.
You think so?
Pretty sure, Coach. It was LaShante Ward. I saw a 4 on one hand. That's the only 4 I saw out there. There's a 34 out there, though. She missed the first.
Vol sending in Ella Higgins.
That drugstore substitution.
And Brylan Glenn.
We also have McLemore into the game. Ella Higgins. Oh, Coach, that was her chance. And they call a foul. 124.
That was the closest to a jump ball we've had.
At this point, you don't want it to happen.
The light on that possession there is going to burn out because it stayed on the same thing all
the whole quarter. 110, we throw it away. 47-25, 110 to go. Lions with the basketball. She walks it up the floor. Does Garrett. Lions just stalling things out here with 50 seconds to go. Muniker with the ball. Over to Garrett. That might have been a moving screen, you think? I guess it wasn't.
It wasn't called.
It's only if it was. 49-25 as they lay it up and in, does the Lions. 32 seconds to go as Coach Bishop takes the Poultry South timeout here. We'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Discover the possibilities in Clay County, Alabama. This is Chance Jones of the Clay County EDC. Whether you're an established business looking to expand or an entrepreneur looking to start, the EDC invites you to turn your business dreams into a reality. Visit the newly renovated Economic Development Center just west of the square in Ashland, or call 256-276-9319 to find out more about the Clay County Economic Development Council, a proud sponsor of our local students on the Clay Central Sports Network. Clay County EDC and you, let's grow together.
When you need a lawyer who will go the extra mile, Tyler Sims is there for you. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network. Online at sims.law.
Welcome you back here. It's Rusty Tyler, Coach Jerry Weems. His ball's turned it over. Jeremy Character, Heath Stroud, Coach Chris Herron. You got the whole crew here at, as the Lady Balls are going to fall here to the Briarwood Christian Lady Line. Line's looking to just run a little clock here with 10 seconds to go. And the ball should just let them do it at this point, I would say. And they do, and that's where we'll end it. 49-25 is the final score. We'll take a break, come back, recap this game as we move here in to the Alte Point Health postgame show. And then we'll quickly turn back around and come into the Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show for the boys action right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Did you know that physical therapy is the first line of defense for joint and muscle pain, injuries, and even reducing your risk of falls? Are you planning to have orthopedic surgery? Dr. Cameron Bisher and Dr. Adam Johnson at Central Physical Therapy are trained to diagnose the problem and develop a treatment plan toward pain-free and healthy living. Central Physical Therapy offers plans for all individuals as well as performance training for athletes. Located near Smith's Curve in Lionville, the website is centralptal.com. Rehab well, live well, and perform well with Central Physical Therapy, sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of local radio on Classic Country 90.9. If you love the outdoors, Buddy Sports Country has everything you need, including the latest gear, scent control, calls, trail cameras, and the advice to help you enjoy the great outdoors. Buddy Sports Country also features a showroom absolutely full of firearms and scopes, and they're a licensed NFA dealer for suppressors. Buddy Sports Country is open 8 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday, located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
This is the Alta Point Health post-game show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
It's Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Weems. Jeremy Character, Coach Herron. The Bone, all of us here at Central High School of Clay County as we've just wrapped up the girls' game as the Lady Balls fall to the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions 49-25 here. You've been listening on Classic Country 90.9, Coach. Character has worked up some stats. You've got some in the book. Share those with us here. We get ready to close out this girls' matchup.
In this game, and I think those 24 turnovers contributed to our low point outage. They only had 13, and then they out-rebounded us 36-24 as well. The Vols went 12 for 44 from the field, and Briarwood, of course, shot it a little bit better. Briarwood hit five three-pointers in this game versus only one for the Vols. And Ramal Billingsley hit that three. She ended up with 11 points, the leading scorer, only double-figure scorer. And then Stevie Giddens had five, none in the down the stretch there in that second half. And then Ann Tatum Baker led Briarwood with 21 points, and Emma Curley, on the strength of a couple of three-pointers, she ended up with 12. And just a very good basketball team, fundamentally sound, is this Briarwood team. And clinched the area, and I'm thinking, well, we may dodge the bullet having to play them at Briarwood.
Well, we will.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, we're locked into it.
Okay. We're the third place team. So we'll be playing the second seed, but Briarwood, a very good basketball team.
And the
team.
Second seed, we can still be the two seed in the in girls action, I think.
Briarwood's going to be a very tough playing at their home, no doubt.